Blog Talk Radio. Of the motherfucking show. How you doing? I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's tuning in from the phone lines. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's tuning in online. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's online that has called in, and it's their first time calling from BGC, because I picked the link up at BGC. I want to give all of y'all a big shout out too, honey. Give yourself a round of applause. We are here again, honey. I definitely want to definitely congratulate Cassandra Ebony for definitely being a part of our chat room. Hey, Cassandra, how you doing? Welcome to the world famous, infamous chat room, honey, on Blog Talk Radio / Tits or Chops, honey. That chat room does get a mess from time to time, Cassandra. So hold your rockets, because the girls do come for the girls, and the girls do try it, honey. And you got to be very on point with those girls in that chat room, Cassandra, honey, because they come for the girls, honey, and you got to, you know, get back at them, honey. Hey, Miss Lisa. Miss Lisa's in the chat room. How you doing? I see it's a lot of children in the chat room. Eleven's in the chat room. Alana, Barbara Waters. How you doing, Barbara? Black is in the chat room. Craig, DJ Mike Q, Eric Allure, Gorgeous. I see I have a whole bunch of guests up in the chat room. I want to give a big shout out to all my guests that's in the chat room. I don't know who you are, so I can't give y'all a shout out name by name. I want to give a shout out to It's No Shade, Cassandra, Kurt, Legendary Jahira, Legendary Prince, Legendary Cream of Nature, Legendary Nicki Minaj, Mother 007. Who? I want to give a shout out to Naima, to One, to Only. I want to give a shout out to Prodigy, Real White Woman, Sexy, Sexy Sapphire, She Talk, and One Allure. I want to give all of y'all a big motherfucking shout out. Bitch, how y'all doing, girl? We are definitely here, you know. We're going to have the legendary Aurora mother herself, Jasmine Couture Mizrahi, is definitely going to be coming on the show later on into the show. She's definitely going to be coming on, and we're going to have America's sweetheart from RuPaul Drag Race, Miss Tyra St. James, all the way from Orlando, Florida, is definitely going to be on the show with us, honey, from time to time, honey. We, you know, we're going to try to give you a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Sanchez, sorry. We're going to try to give you a little bit of this and a little bit of that, honey, you know, and have the girls up here from the show and try to interview the girls. We might even try to get Miss Rue herself up here if we can, honey, you know. My sister has her hands in a whole bunch of pots, honey, so you never know what my sister's going to give y'all, you know. She gave y'all a little $1,000. She gave a little $5 here. Then she went up to $5,000. Then she went up to $10,000. You never know what she's going to do, honey. But we're definitely going to try to give y'all a whole new variety of different things, honey, coming for our next birthday. Because, you know, next Tuesday is our birthday, honey, and we've been here for 1 year. So we're going to try to give y'all a whole bunch of other different things and different madness, honey. And then I know I'm going to try to, you know, we're going to have our positive show tonight with Tyra, talk about all the drag queens that's going to be walking this weekend, and who do we think is going to win that $1,000 for Drag's Realness this weekend in North Carolina, who shouldn't walk and who should walk. We're definitely going to be talking about that, honey, and have Jasmine and them come up and have her interview with Tyra. And then, you know, we're going to give you some scandals and some teas. You know, I can never do a show without a little bit of scandals and some teas. Baby Allure has hit me up and said he's going to be calling in. So I guess it's to what Miss Beverly said. And I think Miss Beverly is going to be calling back in. And then Rock Ebony also had hit me up earlier and said he was going to be calling in because all of that was lies and things. So, you know, we're going to give you a variety of different things, honey. I'm going to mix my positive with my negative, and I'm going to combine it all together and give y'all a hell of a show. Because that's what I'm here to do, bitch. I'm trying to get off this phone line, bitch. I'm trying to be the Wendy Williams of the ballroom scene, bitch. I'm trying to go from the radio show to the motherfucking TV, bitch. How you doing, bitch? Oh, needless. Oh, hold on 1 minute. Hold on. Let me see. I have to go to my Yahoo messages. Hold on 1 minute. Can you get Nicole on? Can we get Nicole on and the rest of the cast while I go to my Yahoo messages and see, honey? Where's the number at? Oh, he's not online anymore. Damn. Shit. He's not online anymore. God damn. I don't know what happened. He's not online anymore, so I don't know. So let's get to Nicole. Let's get to my co-host, honey. Oh. Yes, that's me talking. That's me talking right now, honey. I'm the one that sent you. Yes, I did talk to her. Yes, I did. I'm the one that sent you the link to the person I'm talking to at BGC, because I'm in the Blog Talk chat room and I'm in the BGC chat room too. You know, I have to promote everywhere, honey. But I'm the one that sent you the link that you're talking to in the chat room over here and my other chat room that I'm on at BGC. I'm the one that sent you the link. I'm the one that's talking. Yeah, that's me talking. How you doing, girl? Yeah, you just stay right there. You listen to the show. Honey, it's gonna be some stuff, honey. Oh, my God. The girls is giving their BGC chat names out in the chat room over here, honey. Oh, my God. Child, let me go see what this profile look like, honey. Send me a link, honey. I spoke to Nicole and she said she was calling in. I spoke to her like right after I got off the phone with my sister. I spoke to her and she told me she was calling in. Let me see where she at. Is she calling in from her cell phone? Let me see. Is she online on Yahoo? Hold on. I think that's it. Hold on. Let me look at my phone book, though. Hold on. Let me look at my phone book and see, honey. Yes, that's her number. Oh, you not a girl, you a nigga. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. He said he's not a girl. He is a nigga. But how you doing, honey? Let me see your profile, honey. Let me go look at your profile. Since you not a girl, you a nigga. I got to look at your profile because you got really, honey. Hold on. 202-390. You're on the air.
Hey, Kelly, it's Static.
Hey, Static, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. Ain't shit. On my way to this little mini ball in North tonight.
Oh, I know that's right. I know that's the case. Honey, it's a mini ball in Norfolk. I wish I was in Norfolk so I could go to the mini ball.
Oh, girl, you ain't missing nothing.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that's right, honey. I was trying to find out where the fuck Nicole was at because I spoke to her and she said she was coming on. But I don't know where she at, honey. She's doing shows, honey. And I see her online. Oh, my God, my computer just went down. I am gagging. I don't know why my internet is cutting up and doing shows the way it's doing. But, yeah, you're going to the mini ball tonight. Who's having a mini ball down there tonight?
Who's having a mini ball? I don't know. They having a disc club called Nutty Buddies out here in Norfolk every Wednesday night and shit. Revlon's usually hosted, but it's supposed to be somebody else tonight. It's supposed to be $150 grand prize. And it is a $10 pot, and my $10 is going in the pot for all the girls to think I'm insecure about my vote. In the building.
Well, I want to come in my $10 in the pot.
Come on. Break out with that.
I want to come in my $10 in the pot so I can vote down for that change, honey. How you doing?
That's funny. It's a good way to get that body in shape.
Baby, yes. I need to vote down for that coin, honey. Vote in the name, honey.
Okay.
This computer needs to load the fuck up. This computer is doing shows. It's carrying on over here, honey. This iMac is a mess, honey. I'm really gagging at this iMac.
Oh, I don't use Mac. I can't even get in. I don't even know how to work those things.
She's a fool, honey. She is a fool, honey. I'm sitting here and I'm trying to work her, and she's doing all types of other things. She does what she wants to do. Like, she got a mind of her own.
Stick with Dale.
I'm gagging at her. Like, she really has a mind of her own. I'm trying to get this profile, honey, but it's just...
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, where is Miss Nicole? I need her. She is my Kiki.
Oh, yes. Ain't Miss Nicole or Judy, honey? Hold on. Switchboard,
okay.
Can you call Miss Nicole and find out what's her tea, where she at, Miss Sagan? I spoke to her. Call her. I sent you her number. Call her. Yes.
What are you on break? That's okay. I'm really good. Right. You feel okay?
Thank you.
Hello.
Switchboard's buzzing me, but the switchboard doesn't say anything to me. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is going on?
What the
fuck? But yes, we gotta have Tyra Sanchez.
Oh, I'm still on the line. I live for Miss Tyra. I want her to win.
Yes. Yeah. Stop fucking buzzing me. What the fuck? Stop fucking buzzing me. Shit.
You know what we did not talk about last night? The RuPaul's Drag Race or Bad Girl Club at all. And them shows were some bees last night.
Yes. Yes, she's definitely going to be coming on, and we're going to have a one-on-one interview with her, and the legendary overall mother, Jasmine Couture, Ms. Rahi, is definitely going to be on the line doing a one-on-one interview with her tonight.
All right.
She's America's sweetheart, honey.
Okay.
Yeah. I love the way she had did her cowgirl outfit, honey, and turned it into three different outfits in one. That was so cute the other night.
Yeah, she turned that. Miss Tyra looked good on that runway. Ain't nobody having
for her. She turned that out. I love how it went from a motherfucking little skirt into a motherfucking little dust up. It was really cute, honey.
She turned it because the bitches didn't want her.
Hello?
What's going on, girl?
Where the hell was you at?
I went to get my stuff. What are you asking questions
for? You went to go get your kill and your cocktail.
Yo,
uh-oh. Okay. Hey, Nicole, girl.
Who's that?
That's Swag.
What's going on, Swag? What's the deal?
I should still have my cocktail and my cigarette on the way to this mini ball in Norfolk.
Okay. At least you with your cocktail and your cigarette.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to roll my killer right now, honey. Hey, chat room, I'm not signed on to the devil today because I just don't feel like that. So, hey, what's up? Y'all get to read me down and I'm not going to see because I'm not feeling like that.
Ain't it a lot?
Hi, Switchboard. Hi, Ebony. How are you? I heard the overall lady herself is coming on the air. What's the deal with that? What's something? Kelly.
Have your dry martini.
Do I have my wine?
Your dry martini, girl?
Oh, they started reading me already?
Do you have your dry martini?
I don't have no dry martini. My apple martini.
Oh, you have apple. Oh, she has apple.
Correct. She's so shady.
Yeah, she has an apple. Not dry. She has an apple martini, honey. She likes a little flavor with her cocktail.
Well, I don't like liquor. I like sweet things. Like, my favorite drink is Casting Cream, so that should explain it. And that's why you see me going crazy when I'm on that Hennessy, like that Hennessy and hypnotic stuff. I'm really a Casting Cream
that's called the Incredible Hawk.
Yeah, bitch. Or the Long Island Iced Tea and all that stuff. I don't know how to order drinks. I'll go to them and say, give me an Amaretto Sour.
I love a motorcycle. With a Red Bull in it, it gets me right.
I love when I do have my cocktails from time to time, honey. I like what the fuck is they called? What are those things called that the boys be selling on the streets?
Nutcrackers.
Nutcrackers, yes. I love a nutcracker.
I love me too. I love a nutcracker too.
A nutcracker or a blue motherfucker.
Okay, yeah. I like a blue motherfucker too. I like that.
Yes, honey. Yes, cocktails, honey. Cocktails,
I can't drink
honey.
Nothing strong. Cassandra, I don't like that.
Cassandra is a part of the chat room now.
What Cassandra?
Cassandra Ebony.
Dramatic dip spin. I'm around.
Yes.
Oh, hey, bitch.
I saw her clip and walk for me when she told the girl, you better not walk again.
Yeah, she's a part of the chat room, honey. We got some new listeners. We got
Who's
some
in
new
the
listeners.
Chat? Cream is here.
Yeah, is Cream here? No, Cream is not here. The legend is not here yet. You know, she has to make her a legendary entrance, you know. Honey, she's not here. We got some new listeners from BGC, honey. You know, I put the link up in BGC chat room, honey. So we got some listeners from BGC, honey.
Is Melanie up in the building?
It's who?
Melanie?
No. Oh, no, Melanie's not in the chat room tonight on BGC. I don't see her yet. You know, it's a little early. You know, she'll be around.
Hi, chat room. Hi to everyone in there.
Yes, Nicole said hi to everybody. You know, Jasmine's going to come on, and she's going to be interviewing America's sweetheart, Miss Tyra Sanchez. Honey, for RuPaul Drag Race, honey.
Oh,
that
RuPaul. Y'all be watching all that. What be going on?
Yeah, it's fab, girl. I love it, bitch.
Yeah, it gives me my L.
Girl,
well,
when I tell you,
I only see one episode. And I don't know, you know, it takes a lot of things to, like, really catch my attention because I'm always doing different things. But I don't, you know, I didn't really get into it like that, so I don't really know too much about it.
I love it, girl. When I tell you I love it so much, girl, I be here going crazy, honey. I came in Monday from Bingo, girl, and I went crazy, girl. I came in from Bingo, honey. And it ain't recorded by episode, honey. It only recorded the untucked part, honey.
Oh.
I was stuck, girl, when I tell you I was mad. I was furious. I had to wait until Tuesday. It's after 12 o'clock, honey, so I could download her motherfucker from iTunes, girl. I was mad as hell. Girl, I was mad, girls. But
oh,
you know what I did now?
Serious.
Yeah, it's serious, girl. So you know what I did now, girl? Because I used to just pay to record everything in my bedroom, girl. I done set my DVR for the living room and the bedroom. And if it don't come on the living room or the bedroom, girl, I'm going to motherfucking iTunes, bitch, and I'm going to buy it on iTunes, girl. I have to see it, girl.
Okay.
I love to see what the girls on the show is going to give. And I love to see Miss RuPaul and her different motherfucking ensembles, Miss Thing. Her dresses and her gowns be over, Miss Thing. I love it, Miss Thing. I just love it.
Miss RuPaul is a key.
Yes, honey. Yes, we are funny, honey. We are funny. I'm talking to one of the people, one of the young men from BGC, and he's listening to the show, and he said this joint is funny. Y'all, wow.
Oh,
shit.
He's a piece of trade?
Yeah, okay. He's a piece of trade for BGC, and I'm talking to him in the chat room for BGC, and I'm in the chat room for our show, and he said, we're wow. He said it's
funny. Hey, piece of trade. What's the tea?
Yes, honey. She's talking to you, honey. My friend from BGC that I'm talking to in the chat room, she's talking to you. Yes, honey. But, oh, the girls in our chat room is saying, honey, he been laugh out loud, Nicole.
I bet he did.
The people in our chat room said that A for A needs to get a chat room.
Oh, A for Adam for Adam?
Yes, Adam for Adam.
Yeah,
in the chat
they
room.
On and popping in there. There's
we
a
come
lot
on
with chat rooms.
To my friend from BGC, we come on every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 11 until 1. And sometimes we be here to 2, and some nights we might even be here to 3 if it gets really hot.
And we have all types of topics, and we have topics about straight men and gay chat rooms, and we have topics about positive things and people who walk around the street and hurt themselves, and gay people that do all sorts of things, and you can always come on the line and listen. Hey,
yeah.
Trey.
Girl.
Yes.
Oh, wait, y'all got this one, the five heartbeats on with the sisters about to sing. I got to hear this. I believe in you. You believe in me.
In the bedroom with the bump is.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God, I love that part of the movie.
Oh, hold on. Tell my daddy 11-inch king to call me later.
Oh, shit.
Somebody just hit me up and just said that.
Oh, they said that?
Yeah, they hit me up on Yahoo.
Oh, okay. I'm not even going to.
Is 11-inch in the chat room tonight?
Yeah, 11-inch in the chat room.
He's there.
Right. Okay, let's make it hot. What's the tea? You got some tea? What's the tea? You said let's make it hot. Hit me up and let me know what's the tea, honey. We got time to make it hot, honey, before we definitely get into I want to know from the 49 people in the chat room. Out of all the Butch Queen up in drags that you know, who do you see as your top three butch queen up in drag for the $1,000 this weekend in North Carolina. Everybody that's in the chat room, I need your top three. I want your top three girls or who you think is that's going to be the top three standing for the cash like we did for the butch queen face for the $5,000. And if you're on the phone line, you can definitely call in and give me your top three girls or who you think is going to be standing for that $1,000 this weekend for Butch Queen Up in Drag's motherfucking realness, honey. Because I need to know, honey. I need to know who the girl say.
I want my bitch Diamond Milan to take it.
What did you say?
I said I want my bitch Diamond Milan, ex St. Clair, to take that house at home.
Oh. Who else? Give me two more. Give me two more.
Two more. I don't know. I don't get into the drags. I know he takes it to the Vogue, so I guess I'll give you some Virginia girls. Nyjah Balenciaga, maybe Tiana Milan. I live for her.
Okay.
I live
Nicole,
for her.
Nicole, your top three?
She's got to be.
Regrets. I'm not answering that. We have
Oh, you have no top three. Well, my top three, would definitely. I don't remember her. I don't remember her name, honey. But my top three, no, and not in no order. But I know she's a Milan, the Spanish Milan girl from New York City. If she's going down there to walk, she's one of my top three, not in any random order. My daughter Imani Mizrahi. And my sister, legendary Tiana Milan, is my top three for that category. Oh, Nicole.
What?
Can you please explain to our trade friend from the chat room what is a butch queen up in drags?
Oh, okay. Oh, God, you interrupted my song. All right. A butch queen and... Hey, Trey. What's going on, Trey? Now, first of all, Trey is a straight man. And Trey usually means the penis area, so we call him, like, Trey, because that's the boy, that's straight man. Now, a butch queen in drags is a young, maybe feminine, or I mean, he doesn't have to be feminine, but is a gay guy or a guy who likes to put on women clothing, maybe at nighttime, for a fashion show, a pageant, maybe a ball, or whatever their recreation is doing. They put on, or to date you, trade. Like, they may put on a wig and stuff, and, you know, they're not fully developed. They don't have any hormones. They're not supposed to have any titties, any body. They just basically put on a wig, and they put these clothes on and these makeups, and then they look like a girl. Well, the fact they're trying to be a girl. They trying to be a girl. So that's what a butch queen in drags is.
Okay. Yes.
We haven't finished yet. No matter.
He said, I feel you now.
Oh, you feel me, Dre? That's what's up. Hey, Dre.
Yes, honey. I'm trying to branch out to everybody, honey. I want everybody to be a part of
you
the
so
show,
stupid.
Honey.
You so stupid. This
yes, I want everybody. Yes, I want everybody to be a part of the show, honey. I don't just want it to be a ballroom thing, honey. I want everybody, honey. I want everybody. You know, I want to open up the doors and the eyes to people in the ballroom scene. So let the girls know, you know, everybody in the ballroom scene, you know, how you doing? Yes, honey. Do we have any callers? I want to see anybody out there, honey. Give me your top picks for who y'all think is going to go home with this coin, honey. Bitch, I guess because it ain't a Vogue category, nobody don't have their top picks and stuff, honey. But I bet you if it was a Vogue category, honey, everybody would have their top picks or everything, honey. If it was somebody slamming their back and all types of things, everybody would have a pick.
Oh, what is the category?
It's Butch Queen Up in Drags Runners. They have to come as a boy first.
Oh, shit.
And then they have to come back as a girl.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, when they come as a boy, they have to look like a boy.
No, they just have to come as a boy, and they have to.
Oh,
gonna,
then it's not. I don't see that category.
They're gonna have to come as a boy, and
because you say in that category is Butch Queen in Drags. Butch Queen. You know what I'm talking about. Butch Queen.
Yeah, they're going to come as a boy, and...
So they're just dressing up as a boy. You don't have to look like a boy. You just got to dress up like a boy.
No.
Oh, okay.
You have... Wait, have... to the swan.
Swag. Swag.
Oh, his name is Jay Nicole.
Who?
The trade. His name is Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Yes, his name is Jay, honey.
I just told him to press one to talk.
Oh shit! You bring a trade on the phone.
What? Yes.
Oh my God! Where did Swag go, Ebony?
Oh. Oh, hold on. Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to our benefactor of the ballroom scene, our benefactor of Blog Talk Radio, the legendary overall mother of the House of Mizrahi, Jasmine Couture Mizrahi herself.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, welcome to the building.
What's going on?
Nothing much, just chilling.
I'm sitting here talking to Kelly and the trade at BGC.
Kelly, so you got BGC listening to the show now?
Yes! I promote it all over, honey. BGC, motherfucking Facebook, bitch, wherever, Black Planet, honey. I promote it all over, honey. Bitch, MySpace, Adele Space, honey, Craigslist, bitch, I'm promoting
space.
The show everywhere, bitch.
My
if you go
space,
on Craigslist,
Adele
bitch,
space,
you gotta add
space.
On list.
Treasure Snatcher Space, just promoter.
Yes. If you go on Craigslist, bitch, we gotta add on Craigslist, too.
Bitch, I'm gonna fuck you up. We gotta add ads on Craigslist.
Yes, we gotta add on Craigslist, so if the clients wanna call in and they wanna pick up a girl off the show, they can pick up a girl off the show, honey. I promote it all over, honey.
Well, before we get into our interview thing, I do want to say to everybody, thank you once again. I know I don't come on here all the time, but thank you once again for tuning in and listening. Hello, chat room. Hello, Nikki and Barbara and Cream and Sexy and... Hi, Cassandra. Welcome to the show.
Hi,
and
Ms.
everybody
Cassandra,
else in there. Ballroom Overseer, One Allure, everybody, Mr. Man, Toy Boy, everybody. Where's Jen, Nicole? Is Jen around? I want her to be a part of this tonight.
Okay, one moment. Pause. I'm going to mute this off.
Okay. I want to thank everybody for being a part of it. Hi, Jahira and Ballroom Overseer and everybody. I also want to say thank you, guys. It's almost a year. Actually, it's officially, you know, it's really been a year that we've been on the air because we started piggybacking off of Tom's show, but officially with Tens of Chops, next Tuesday will be one full year. Please tune in next Tuesday for our anniversary show where we will have many special guests, old and new, and we plan on, you know, just really being, you know, fun and enjoyable that night, and very thankful that you guys have tuned in and supported us for the past year. You know, we may have taken a break, you know, for a day or so from time to time, but we tried to give our all in all, especially Kelly doing a wonderful job with the show, as well as Andre, and also people that have been a part of the show, Jennifer, Nicole, and, you know, people that have come and gone and stuff like that. But we try to give you guys our best and try to, you know, stay as in tune as possible. You know, sometimes we do feel like we need to take a break, and sometimes we do, you know, it just kind of gets a little out of hand. But we just want to say thank you. And I give Kelly a lot of props because no matter what, she has really, really been there. I mean, out of a whole year, three nights a week, I think she may have taken off, you know, maybe no more than you can count on one hand. So I just want to say thank you, and thank you to you again, Kelly, for keeping this show going.
Thank you.
And Nicole, I really appreciate you as well, because no matter what, you still stay a part of us, and you're very protective of the family and the show. I heard what you guys said yesterday, and, you know, I just want to say thank you. And that's one thing I want to bring up as far as what was talked about yesterday as well. I'm not throwing shade to any other show out there, but when you have guests on the show and they're not affiliated with what we stand for, which is like the ballroom community, the, you know, our you know, transgender and gay and bisexual and, you know, our lifestyle as well. I, you know, when you have guests that have nothing to do with our lifestyle, then to me it really doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't matter. Why have a guest that has nothing to do with us? You're just, you know, you're just somebody we watch on TV and stuff. But when you have someone that actually comes from our own backyard, someone that is family, and they actually make it out there, the way Zarek is on that modeling show that's coming out, the way, you know, the Boss Ladies are going to be doing soon, the way Laomi and Pony and all of them did on MTV, as well as, you know, our guest tonight, you know, it really means a lot. It means a lot to me, you know, being in this game for so long, to see us move and merge and, you know, start growing, you know, not only within our own society, but moving on. And I want to say, you know, it just means a lot to us, and I'm very happy to be able to, you know, interview and bring people and share with people the success stories of, you know, not only myself, but the different people in our community. Tonight's show is dedicated to the drag girls. On the eve of the mini grand for $1,000 this weekend in North Carolina, the mini grand is Drag's Realness. You know, we're all talking about drags. Drags here, drags there. You guys have been talking about it on the show from time to time and stuff. And we know one of the most popular shows out there right now that deals with the drag shows, the drag girls, is the RuPaul Drag Race. And a couple of years ago when I moved to Orlando, Florida, a lot of people asked me, Jasmine, why don't you start doing some balls down here? And I kind of thought about it. The ballroom scene wasn't really that big here in Orlando, Florida. But I said, you know what, I'll give it a try. And it was a small group of people here, Ninjas, Legacies, some Milans, you know, little small kids. I call them the Kiki Kids and stuff. And you had a lot of pageant girls here in Orlando. So what I decided to do for a couple of months is I hosted a nightclub every Friday out here in Orlando. And I kind of brought the pageant world into the ballroom world. And we hosted a night where we had a talent show, and the pageant girls would, you know, compete for cash, doing numbers and stuff. And after the show was over with, we had, like, a little mini ball. And a lot of the pageant girls and show, you know, show cast members and stuff would stay for the mini ball, and they would start to compete. Back then, I met Tyra Sanchez. Tyra Sanchez was... is a very, very good friend of mine. She is family. She is someone who just attached themselves to me, and I attached myself to them, you know, a few years ago. I watched her grow within the pageant world, grow within the scene, participating balls here in Florida. Very entertaining. If you guys get a chance, go to YouTube and type in her name, and you can see some of the shows and talents that she's done for the different pageants and titles that she's competed for and competed in. Very entertaining, very theatrical, very dramatic. I mean, really a showstopper. And that's just saying her performance alone. She started competing in the balls. And again, they're very small here in Orlando, in Florida themselves, but she would start competing, started walking drag's face. You know, if you guys ever got a chance to look at my YouTube clips that I recorded from the ballroom scenes here in Orlando, you'll see our very first show where Selvin was commentating. Some of the drag girls here in Orlando would compete, and they started reading and stuff, but it was all out of fun. And you can catch, you know, some of the girls there. But Tyra was one of the girls who really stuck to me and, you know, would come by, ask questions, and, you know, just really, really showed a major interest. I took her in as my ballroom daughter. You know, if anybody knows about pageant girls, they know that they have, you know, their pageant parents, their gay parents and stuff. But I took her in as my own little ballroom child because she was very interested in it. Had her sit down and watch Paris is Burning, and you can see her imitating some of the characters from Paris is Burning and things of that sort. And she's just, again, very fun, very entertaining, and I'm very proud to introduce her to you guys here on Blog Talk Radio at Tender Chops. Very happy. And you guys, if you have questions in the chat room for her, we're going to hold them back for a little bit. If you guys have calls, please call in and press 1. We're going to bring Cream on so she can, you know, ask questions from the chat room. And we're just going to talk to her. We're going to have some fun with her. And I just want to say again, thank you guys. But Tyra, welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Cover girl, put some bass in your walk. Head to toe, let your whole body talk.
Cover girl, put some bass in your walk.
Hey, Tyra.
What's up? Hey, everybody.
Hey.
How's everyone?
Hi. What's going on?
Hi. Nothing much.
Kelly and Nicole. I mean, Tyra, that's Kelly and Nicole.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, how you doing?
Tyra.
I'm good. Hey.
How you doing?
Yes, That's Tyra Sanchez. Let's get Cream on. Where is Cream at?
Cream, I don't see Cream in the chat room. Is she in the chat room?
Yeah, she hit me up privately. Cream, play her introduction. Hey, Cream.
Hi, Jasmine.
What's going on? Yeah, up in the building.
Hey, Nicole. Hey, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Tyra.
Hey, Cream.
How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm fine. It's nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Tyra, we're going to just talk a little bit about you and your road to, you know, where you stand right now. For everybody in the chat room, a lot of people are asking which one is Tyra and stuff. You guys, thank you. I see you guys already posting pictures and stuff like that. You know, go to the logo website, go to iTunes, tune into the show. It comes on every Monday at 9 p.m. Also tune into the Untucked version as well. I think it comes on at 10 or 10:30. Be supportive of the show as well. But Tyra, tell us a little bit about you and, you know, just your whole drag experience and, you know, how, you know, the pageants and stuff. Talk about a little bit about you.
Well, of course, I'm 21. I'm a male that resides in Orlando, Florida. I have a son who's 4 years old, but I had to balance my regular life along with my drag life. I compete in pageants. I perform every Friday and Saturday here in Orlando at Pulse Nightclub. I've been doing drag for about 2.5 to 3 years now. I think it's more like 2.5 years. But I've come a long way in a little amount of time compared to some of the other girls. I have. I don't play around.
Yeah,
that's right.
You actually don't. I've watched you grow within the, you know, when I first came, you know, got introduced to you guys as far as, you know, the pageants and stuff go. And I've seen that you here, especially in the Florida area, were just actually Miss Newcomer this, Miss Newcomer that, carrying back-to-back titles over and over again. Can you kind of explain, you know, what the newcomer pageant scene is, especially in Florida, and how, you know, how it's grown and how it's helped you a little bit?
The newcomer pageant scene is basically like all the girls that are, like, just starting out with drag, who aren't competing against legendary people, who are just doing, like, the smaller pageants to get to their level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's helped me grow a lot. It's taught me things that I didn't know. It's taught me how to keep myself away from punks. It's taught me how to, like, paint myself, learn new fashion, stay up with the fashion. Keep your mind straight on drag. Like, don't get too away from it, just stay focused on it. It's taught me a lot.
Okay.
You know, it's gotten me to my point where I'm at now. I'm no longer a newcomer.
Okay. When did you start first doing drags as an entertainer, like with talent shows and stuff? We know that you're 21. How old were you when you started first doing drags and, you know, participating in, you know, some of the local stuff here? Not really the pageants, but, you know, what did you start doing first?
My first show ever was November 26, 2007. I remember that day exactly because I called that Tyra's birthday. But it was November 26th, and my first song I ever performed was Beyonce at a talent show, like one of the local clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And what made me actually want to do drag was wanting to impersonate Beyonce. I want to dance, and I want to shake my ass and sling my hair, but I couldn't do that as a guy. So, of course, I had to dress up and the makeup, the breasts and the body and the hair.
Okay. And then how long did it take for you to get into the pageants after your first time performing?
After my first time performing, it was about, I'd say, 4 months before I did it again. And then shortly after that, probably like 3 to 4 weeks later, I did a pageant.
Okay. For you guys in the ballroom, in the chat room that may not, and you do have a lot of people, Tyra, that do not kind of understand how pageants go and stuff. And, we're really a ballroom audience, but you want to explain to them exactly what a pageant consists of, the different type of categories that you compete in and, you know, your whole goal and stuff. Can you just give us a quick breakdown of how that works for you guys?
The pageant consists of presentation, talent, sportswear, evening gown, and question and answer. That's usually the basic five categories. Presentation, of course, you come out, present yourself, whatever the rules are for presentation, you have that on, the look, and then you present yourself, your name, where you're from, who's your sponsors. Then your talent is usually like a lip sync, whatever you do, no matter what your talent is, myself, I act. I repeat movies and act the movies out. And then for sportswear, that's probably like more of like the ballroom scene. It's like just high fashion sportswear, all runway. Like it's a lot of stuff that the ballroom scene will understand more as far as that category. Evening gown is basically what it says, evening gown, your best evening gown. Then question and answer, they ask you a question, you answer it. And I guess it tells if you're smart or dumb.
Okay, so you kind of took the whole newcomer scene by storm and, you know, just started growing within the Florida, you know, area and stuff. What other places out of Florida have you competed in different pageants themselves?
I've competed in Atlanta before. I actually competed in Atlanta twice. And it's been in all over Florida, from Jacksonville to Tampa. I went to Miami one time, but I didn't compete. I was supposed to compete, but I didn't. But it's only been those two states. But I performed, like, many other places in those two.
Okay. So pretty much you grew within the pageant world and stuff, and pretty much when I introduced the ballroom scene here in Orlando and you started, you know, coming to the balls and, of course, doing the talent shows and stuff. You were one of our frequent winners and stuff and became one of the cast members and everything. How did you feel about the balls when you were introduced to them?
Well, the first time, to be honest, I was like, what the fuck is this shit? I don't understand none of this. But actually sitting in and learning, then you, like, are automatically drawn into it. Like, you can't, it's like a drug, and you get addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be there, and you want to see the competitions, and you want to see who's walking. And then just the energy from the crowd screaming their house names, that is, like, what really got me into it. And then all the kids live for you. If you're what they want, and you give it to them how they want it, they live for you. And that's, like, what really drew me in.
Okay. As far as categories go within the ballroom scene, what were some of the categories that you really liked, you know, you were introduced to, you really stayed and really wanted to see? There's so many of them. Some of them we find boring. Some of them we find very entertaining. What were some of your favorite categories?
To be honest, my favorite category was sex siren.
Mm-hmm.
Though I don't compete in that category, I would love to sit there and just watch. I don't know, and then it seemed like red boys were, like, always competing, and I love a red boy, so it's always sit there and watch Sex Siren and see that come through is like something amazing. So that would have to be my all-time favorite category at a ball. Then I also like the drag space and the drag realness. I like all of those. Those are really hot. And then the, I think it's Fem Queen Performance.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I love that.
Who are some of the ballroom people that you enjoy the most? Like, you know, I remember you used to come by and watch stuff on YouTube and some of the ball DVDs I introduced you to and some of the Paris's burnings and things of that sort. Who are some of your favorite entertainers in the ballroom scene?
I don't think I have any favorites yet. Like, I still watch some of the balls, so some people are growing on me. But, like, if I had to say anyone, it would have to actually be the one from Paris is Burning. And just because of the way she said it, La Beja, that was, like, so hilarious to me. And the when she was like, you're just an overgrown orangutan. I love her. You want to talk about reading, darling? Let's talk about reading. Like, that was just my all-time favorite.
Okay. So you really fell in love with the whole movie itself, the documentary,
yes, the
and everything. So now you pretty much have, you know, introduced yourself to, you know, a different range of stuff. And then all of a sudden, the first season of, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race comes on. How did you feel watching it in the first, you know, the very beginning, being a drag entertainer and stuff? What did you think about the girls that was on there the first season? And, you know, what did you, you know, what was your whole take on it? Did you think this was something that you eventually wanted to do, or did you just get a kiki out of it? What was your first feeling on it?
I actually didn't watch the first season until I started auditioning. But once I watched it, it was kind of like a kiki. It was like, are you serious? Is this what the girls you chose? Of course, I love BB, and I love Nina Flowers. And I also like Rebecca, but some of the girls that were on there, I'm like, well, they could have chose someone else. But watching it, I thought it was hot how it challenged you to be someone you're not. Like, you're still being yourself, but you're challenging yourself to go beyond who you really are. So I thought it was, like, something good, something that I would like to do, well, something I wanted to do that I've done now.
Okay. I seen your actual audition tape when you sent in the audition to RuPaul's Drag Race. How did you feel when you, you know, were making that and you actually got the call that they were interested in booking you and bringing you on and stuff? How did you really feel? What was your, you know, your feeling and things?
My first initial reaction was, well, they aren't going to choose anyone from Orlando, especially not all the way down here in Orlando, Florida. They're not going to choose anyone. It's like, well, I'm just going to do the video anyways. So I did the video, and then the guy that I was talking to at the time was like, go ahead and send it in. And I was like, I don't want to. Don't worry about it. So he went and filled out the application for me and sent the video in. So when I got the call, I was, like, kind of surprised. I was like, I didn't actually think they would do it. But they called us, like, 2 months ahead of time, and they told us you could be. They never told us that we weren't on. We didn't find out that we were going on the show until 3 days before our flight.
Oh, wow.
Whether you had a job, whatever's going on, you had to drop whatever you're doing and get packed and get ready to be in Los Angeles.
Wow. So now you're in Los Angeles and you're over there and you're taping the show and stuff. And I know you really can't go into detail about what took place there, but how did it feel coming home and actually waiting, you know, for it to air and seeing yourself on TV? What was your first reaction like? What did you do the very first night you watched it? Did you have a viewing party? Was it at a nightclub? Was it just you alone? Were you with family? How did you do it?
Well, coming home, because we actually been home for about, I'd say about 8 months before the show even came on. So in my mind, I'm thinking, well, bitch, I've been on TV, and y'all girls sit around here doing this. But I didn't show that. I'm just saying it in my mind. So the whole time I'm thinking, just better yourself now. Like, get better and get, like, a lot better before the show comes on.
Mm-hmm.
So when the show actually first came on, now it's like, oh, girl, you are horrible. In my mind, this is what I'm thinking. Because I'm far more advanced than what I am on the show where they're watching now. So now when people see me, it's like, that's not the same person. But watching it now, we watch it at the nightclub here in Orlando Post every Monday. And it's freaking in the club. We have drinks and cocktails, and we just watch the show. And it's kind of like surreal because you don't expect to see yourself on TV, and you expect to have fans But you don't expect to have thousands of fans like that. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's just like unreal to me.
What type of reaction have you been getting from some of the people? Let's say the people that you kind of grew up with in the scene and stuff. What kind of reaction have you been getting from like some of your peers and coworkers and things of that sort since the show aired?
Well, my coworkers, my mother, Angelica Sanchez, like all of the Sanchez family, most of them, like the superior ones, are supporting me 100%. And then we have the ones that I would hang out with, that I would do the shows with, who I've like grown in the pageant career with, who are the ones that have been kind of negative, haven't been giving me like what you would expect from them. You expect them to be happy. And I don't know if it's jealousy or just hatred, but I haven't been getting good feedback from them at all. Every week I'm hearing some, oh, girl, she only made it to episode number 4. Or, like, they would just, like, say negative things to try to bring me down. But I just simply ignore it. But other than that, I have a lot of fans. Some people think I'm a bitch. Some people think I'm America's sweetheart. Either way it goes, I'm still Tyra. But I don't pay attention too much to the feedback.
Gotcha. Nicole, are you still there? Kelly.
I'm here.
Where's Nicole?
I don't know.
Nicole. Okay, I don't see her. If somebody can get Nicole, I have a question for Nicole. Kelly, what do you think? I'm going to ask you the question I was going to ask Nicole. What do you think about, you know, when you, I know that you dealt with a lot of this with Naomi and stuff when she aired on TV and everything. What do you think, you know, it means, or how do you feel about, like, when one of us, you know, one of us or our children make it to mainstream things like this, and you have the ones that are hating, like, oh, she's going to get booted off after 4 episodes, or she's going to get booted off after 2 episodes, or, you know, little things like that. What do you feel about the hatred that comes along with that, and how do you suggest somebody deal with it?
Well, I don't know how you deal with it, but I just know that hatred comes in all different forms and fashion, and you're going to get that with a lot of girls that see people that's in the scene or see people that's in the pageant scene elevate from pageant onto television or to radio. The girls are definitely going to hate on you because the girls are still stuck in a small area where they was at, and they have not elevated to where you elevated at. And for you to be a new girl and elevate to from pageant and a small state like Orlando, Florida, to going to Atlanta, to going to RuPaul Drag Race, the girls are definitely going to hate on you. But the only thing I can tell you is, girl, keep your head up, honey, and just love everything that comes your way.
Thank you.
So, Tyra, we all watched the Untucked episodes and stuff, and we've seen the first episode. In my opinion, it pretty much went down like this. So far, 3 episodes have aired. The first episode, it was kind of like stunning. Ooh, Tyra, she's cute. She's the cute one out of the bunch. You know, and it wasn't really much after that. The second one is they've seen a different side of you. You know, the whole, some of them call it the bitchy attitude. Some of them call it, you know, you didn't want to participate. Some of them call it, you just wasn't biting your tongue and holding anything back. You spoke how you felt. And then, of course, this past week, they got to see a different side of you as well. And congratulations on winning the competition.
Thank you. A lot of
people did talk about, you know, especially your outfit, how it, you broke it down in 3 different versions in one, you know, runway show. You know, how do you feel about that, you know, watching that and seeing how it goes untucked and, you know, what people say behind scenes and everything? What's your opinion on that?
Well, the first episode, I was just kind of quiet. That's how I am when I meet anybody. I'm quiet at first because I'm scoping you out, seeing how you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll give you a little bit more personality from me, which you got in the second episode. And I'm not a bitch by any means, though I can be a big bitch. I'm not a bitch. But someone has to tick me off or piss me off for me to act that way. I just don't act that way on purpose. So there's always a reason behind my behavior. And then I don't think it's about being a bitch. I think it was more about me just speaking my mind, speaking what was right from wrong. And, like, on that episode, it didn't show that everything was Sahara's idea. They just showed me giving suggestions. And every time I gave a suggestion, she shot it down. But I don't think I'm a bitch. I think the last episode show proved that when you're in a group and the group leader is listening to everyone, then there isn't a problem. So I truly believe that I am America's sweetheart. I'm very sweet when you get to know me. I'm very goofy, dorky, and I love to laugh. But by any means, I am not a bitch.
Okay. I know we can't talk a lot about what's going to happen in the future weeks, but, you know, anything surprising that we can look forward to or anything that, you know, we know that you have immunity next week, so we know that we'll see you another week at least. You know, is it going to be more fun, more interesting? It was kind of, I think the show is actually going good, you know, seeing some of the other contestants go home and, you know, the things that go on behind scenes and stuff. But is it going to be a lot for us to watch? Is it going to be more interesting? Is it going to get really more exciting and stuff as the weeks go on?
The show gets better and better every week.
Okay, and it has to me. It definitely has to me.
It gets better and better every week. You see so many different sides of us.
Have you made any friends during this process, like really close ones, or did you guys always stay in competitive mode and you even brought that back home and stuff, or did you really make some good friends? I know you met a lot of celebrities with the different judges and stuff that you guys had over there, but did you meet any friends or anybody that you can just say, wow, you know, you shared this experience with them?
Well, going into the competition, I'm thinking, I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to be your girlfriend. I'm here to win.
Mm-hmm.
That's my main focus. Though I did, of course, I bump heads with Sahara. That's been proven. But I get along with Morgan, Raven, and Sonique. Me and Sonique are actually going to be together this weekend in Atlanta. But as far as the other girls, we all talk. We have a trend on Facebook. So if one person writes, everyone sees it. But I don't too much talk to them on the phone. Of course, there are a couple more people that I don't get along with, but we'll save that for later.
Are you saying that seeing what people said behind scenes, you don't get to see that while you're there, so when you came home and seen these episodes, you were quite surprised yourself?
Well, yep, that would be it. Like the second episode when they were talking about me having a lazy tongue, Sahara and Jujubee, and saying that, is she that dumb? So in my mind I'm thinking, well, call them and go off. But being professional, I'll get them at the reunion.
So you're going to get them at the reunion?
Not get them. I might have a little surprise for them in my purse.
All right, well, I know that you're at, you know, you're actually at a nightclub now, and, you know, we can't hold you up all night, but some of the kids in the chat room wanted to ask you some questions, and there are a few people on the line that have their hands up. Remember, if you guys want to call in and speak with Tyra, ask her a question or anything like that, please call in and press 1. If you're in the chat room, send over your instant messages or your private messages to Cream and Cremo. You know, she's our spokesperson for the chat room. Kelly, if you got anybody over there or something like that, and let's just kind of wrap it up and ask her some stuff and let her go. Go ahead, Cream, if you got anybody over there.
One of the first questions that I got was they want to know, do you feel that the editing job that they did was accurately captures your personality on film?
To an extent, I actually believe it does, because it's showing you my personality all the way. It's showing you I'm quiet. It's showing that I can be a little bitchy, and it's still showing you that I'm still a sweetheart. So I think it does.
Okay. The next question is, who in the house did you best get along with?
From the show that I best get along with, would have to be Morgan McMichaels.
Okay. Well, that's it for right now.
I have Kelly.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
I
have a caller. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air. Let's try this one more time. Private caller, you're on the air. Okay, next caller, please. Okay. Private caller, you're on the air. We're not going to do this. Private caller, you're on the air. Okay, we're not doing no more private callers tonight. Next caller, please. I don't have time to be playing with y'all these private calls. Can I have the next caller, please? Honey, all these girls and these private calls and things, honey. The girls want to sit here and play around and shit with private calls from time to time, Tyra. That's honey, too. Okay, 347-426, you on the air with Tyra. How you doing? 347-426, you on the air with America's Sweetheart. How you doing?
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Hi, what's going on, baby?
Hi, Jasmine. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Tyra.
Hi.
I just want to say I've been watching the show. You are one of my favorites, not because you are friends with, you know, the ballroom scene, but when I first saw the clip, you were like an eye catcher. I live for your whole aura, and your makeup is just sitting. I don't know who does your makeup compared to the other girls. It's like your face is always on point.
Thank you.
I do have one question for you. Why did you say what you said about you got eliminated the fourth show, you was let go? You wasn't supposed to say that. Now you pissed me off.
She didn't get eliminated.
What happened?
She did. Somebody said about eliminating the fourth show, and I'm like, I don't know.
No, one of her friends back home said that she was going to get eliminated the fourth show. She didn't say
what
they did.
I'm sorry. Well, you and Jujubee are my favorite, and you keep doing you. Like you said, in reality TV, they don't let you know everything. They do edit a lot of stuff, so that's how they keep reality TV going on. I do have a question for you. You mentioned, do they pay for all your clothing and all that stuff, for your clothing, your outfits and stuff? That's all sponsored to you, or you have to come out your pocket?
Well, you're allowed to bring 5 suitcases with you to the show of all of your drags.
Okay.
But whenever you see them give us fabric, and they're like, you can run for the fabric, get the fabric or the accessories, whatever, that's always from them.
Okay.
But when we have our own things, those are from us. From what we have at home already.
And you do your own makeup?
I do my own makeup.
Your makeup is sitting.
Thank
I'm
you.
Like, oh my God, it's like, I look at some of these girls on there and they look, no offense, some of them look a mess. But your makeup is, I mean, you stand out, and I don't know if that's anything, I know that's going to help, but your whole effect is over. It's pretty, and I'm sure the girls will agree that you're one of the best. On there. So keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing. And good luck to you.
Thank you.
Tyra, that was one of the questions that I had that people were kind of asking and stuff is, and I'm glad you touched up on it. I remember when, when you were getting over to California and all the stuff you were going through with luggage and everything. But a lot of the girls have brought up to me, does she really make her outfits, like with the first competition, did she really take that curtain and that material and make those dresses and stuff? Tell the girls how, you actually sew and everything like that, so they get a better understanding that, they're just not sponsoring category, outfits for you guys, but you guys actually sit there and sew and glue gun and paste and everything things together.
Yeah, they don't help us out at all. If we get any help, it's if you say, can you zip this up for me or can you button this for me? And that's probably when you're asking another girl. But we sew everything on our own. There's no one there to help us. Some of the girls didn't know how to even put the thread into the sewing machine. So you had to show some of the girls that. But everything is on our own. I sew everything that I wear. If you actually see me in person, I'm like 6'2", 6'4", depending on what size heel I have on. So I can't go into a store and buy women's clothing. I have to make everything myself.
I got a silly text that came through, and you can answer it or not. But one of the questions are, ask her, did she make out with anyone on the show?
Well, I made out a little Jekyll of Scrounge with one of the contestants. I won't say the name. or maybe I should say the name. Maybe that's why we bumped heads on
wow.
the second episode.
Oh, shit. I got a question.
Wait. It's scandal now. You made out with one of the contestants that you're actually bumping heads with, or you haven't bumped heads with them yet?
Yeah, we bumped heads on the second episode. I had a lazy tongue.
She's giving y'all the tea, honey, but she's not telling y'all the name. Y'all got to put it together yourself. Okay, I got a question for you, Tyra. Somebody from Yahoo sent over, and they said, how does your family feel about you doing the show?
Well, my mom watches the show every week. She's always calling me. Like, she'll call me every time a commercial comes on, which is kind of aggravating now because the commercials show on every channel. But my son doesn't watch the show. He was actually at my mom's house, and the moment I walked in the door, she was like, the commercial just went off. And my son comes running out of the room, Daddy, I just saw you on TV, and you was just like a girl. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is what I'm thinking in my head. So the first thing that came in my mouth was, that wasn't me. And he's like, that was you. I saw you on there as a boy. So I'm like, okay, that part was me, but the other one wasn't me. That was your Auntie Tyra. You going to meet her later. And I just left for that chat. But the rest of my family is supporting me. My uncle actually has a record label, and we're going to be going in the studio together to work on my album. So everyone's supporting me 100%.
Okay, the next question is, how long have you been doing makeup?
I've been doing my own makeup since my third time doing drag. My drag mother painted me, like, probably twice. And after that, she was like, oh, I ain't painting you no more, bitch. You got to get in this mirror and learn how to do this shit yourself. And from then on, I learned. So I've had my horrible, ugly days.
I think we have a caller, Kelly. Two more.
Okay,
three
hold
more.
On. 301-655, you're on the air.
Hello, how everybody doing?
What are you doing?
Hi.
You sound I was on a... on the BGC joint, and I was just listening to the show. I'm trying high right now. Shit, I can't get my words together. But,
hey,
like,
Jay.
What's up? I'm smack right now. Right? I'm just listening and shit. I'm jive lost right now, but I do know about the RuPaul because I got a gay brother and shit. I got a real biological gay brother, and he watched the RuPaul. And I think the he be watching that shit, and I know shit I'm talking about. Like, I'm trying to, yeah. I was trying to call my brother on three-way and shit. I'm just smacked right now. Hey, why you laughing at me, though, Slim? I'm dead ass serious.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold till you get your brother. Thank you. Kelly, is this the kind of people that's coming from BGC?
That's trade, so she said. Y'all heard that? That was the piece of trade that Kelly was talking about. That was spooked, bitch. That was spooked.
Yes. The next question I have is coming over from the chat room, from our chat room, Tyra. And somebody said, can you please ask Tyra, do you still speak to your baby mother, and how does she feel about you being in drag?
I still speak to my baby mama. She comes to the club sometimes. Actually, my son's mother is a lesbian now, so we, like, almost the best of friends. But we hang out, we chill out, but we can't be around each other that long because then we bump heads.
Okay. The next question is, would you ever live your life as a woman, or are you going to stay a butch queen of drag?
I would never live my life as a woman. I like being a guy. I love to be Jane. Actually, I hate being in drag. That's the catch. I love being on stage, but the moment I'm off stage, I got baby wipes and makeup remover, and I'm taking the makeup off.
Okay, honey.
Something where she lost me a few years ago on that, honey. You talk to her sometimes, and she'd be like, I'm not Tyra right now, I'm James. And then when I talk to her and I call her James, I'm not James right now, I'm Tyra. And I'd be going to the dressing room, and she's half Tyra, half James. So I'm like, bitch, what do I call you now? Because I'm lost. And then she'll be like, hi, Jasmine. Girl, honey. I said, well, I don't care if you like it or not, honey. I'm always going to call you Tyra. You're just a mess. We're going to have to understand that.
Well, I have to accept it now because half of America calls me Tyra. No one calls me James.
And somebody just sent me a Yahoo and said to tell you they love your makeup. And for the person that sent me and asked me the question, has she had her lips done, that answer will be no because she says she likes being a boy.
You haven't had any work or anything like that, correct, Tyra?
I haven't had any work. No work at all. Though I want some, I don't have any.
Okay.
I know, that's right.
I think we have an Orlando caller, 407-486. Is that Nikki?
Nikki, is that you? 407-486.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, it's Kimora, Tyra's other best friend.
Hey, Tyra.
Huh?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good. We just got in from Walmart. What's going on, Tyra?
Hey, Kimora.
Hey, Kimora.
I know you got my text message with Tyra.
I got your text message. Hey, Kyla.
She's an asthma. Yeah, she had a sheet on your asthma for behind that asthma Sunday.
I ain't doing no more.
Me either, girl. We just called to tell you that we are so proud of you. We love and support you so much.
Thank you. I love you all, too.
You coming here this weekend?
I'll be there Sunday.
Cool. Hey, Jasmine.
Hi, Kimora.
I miss you.
I miss you, too, darling. This was the other crazy one that was on the show. Miss Best Dressed, honey. You haven't walked Best Dressed. You've been in Atlanta now for how long?
I know. I ran into Andre. Me and him are supposed to be getting together next week so I can become more active, but I haven't walked since I've been here, no. I've been scared. I haven't had you here to help me. I've been scared. Those people crazy.
Girl, you don't need my help. You all three of you girls know how to sit down in a sewing machine. You guys all show me your work. These were my three little girls here in Orlando, honey. They know what they're doing. Miss Kyla in her runway, Miss Kimora in her best dress, and Tyra in her drag face. The three little fucking musketeers, Charlie's Angels. And they used to drive me crazy.
This,
I have another question.
This is a whole new ball game in Atlanta, honey.
I know it is. Where can the girls catch you at, Kimora? For all the listeners, where can the girls catch you at in Atlanta? You and Kyla.
Well, me and Kyla work on the next generation, showcase under the direction of Tamisha Iman on Friday nights at the Sunrise Bistro. And we also make, you know, special guest appearances at 7:08 on Thursdays. So, you know, those are the clubs that we're normally seen at. And we go to Chaparral every Tuesday and get full.
All right, well, let us go. We got to go, but thank you for calling.
All right, talk to y'all later. Love y'all. Bye.
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 I have two more questions that came over on Yahoo. They gave Ray, Tyra, would you ever come out to a ball and walk drag stage? That's one of the questions. And another question is, do you ever think about making your own clothing line since you sew?
To answer the first question, I've walked drag space before. I plan on walking again after I have a little change to my face. So, of course, I'll come out and walk again. And I'm always asking Jasmine, when is the next big ball? When is the next big ball? So, hopefully, everything will be done before the next big ball. And then, to answer the second question, I would love to have my own fashion line. The only thing is, it seems like everybody has their own fashion line. So I don't know if I would want to go into the industry. I think I would want to just wear my own clothes and have people want to have my clothes.
The next question is, ask him, will he join a house?
I didn't hear you.
The next question is, ask him, will he join a house if he was to walk a ball ever again?
I'm already in the house. I'm a Mizrahi all day. Jasmine is my mother.
And the next question I have, will you ever do Black Universe?
Actually, my plans is to not do any more pageants. I said this Sunday night, but I'd also say if I ever did another pageant, it would only be Black Universe, and then that would be my final pageant. But I will only compete one time.
I know, that's right.
For those of you in the chat room that are, for those of you in the chat room that have asked, is she going to be a Mizrahi? Tyra has been a member of the House of Mizrahi here in Florida for the past 2 years. So she's already been a Mizrahi for the past 2 years and has competed here locally, has not competed out of town as of yet. But, yes, Tyra has been a Mizrahi and part of the family for the past 2 years, as well as Kimora and Kyla, who are in Atlanta. That's why you just heard Kimora stating that she's going to be working with Andre, you know, but she just moved to Atlanta and is trying to, well, she's been in Atlanta for a while, but trying to get her things together over there as well. So there are some Mizrahi drag girls here in Orlando that are just moving on and doing better, bigger and better things, but they should be coming out soon. They're still young, and they should be coming out soon. We're going to take 3 callers, and then we're going to let Tyra run. I'm going to go ahead and call the numbers out, the last 3 callers. The first one is 201-339. You're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine, this is Bebe. I wanted to talk about something other than what you all are talking about now. So
we're going to put you back on hold, Bebe, because I know what you want to talk about. We're about to wrap it up, and then we are going to come back to you. You guys are going to be the next topic, okay?
Thank you, sweetheart.
All right, baby. 510-878.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air, baby. What America, sweetheart?
How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Okay, wait.
Are you
cool? I want to ask, is Tyra dating anyone? And then if she isn't, what kind of boys are she interested in?
Oh, my God. I'm going to hurt you.
At this time. I'm not dating anyone. I'm actually afraid to date someone, but I am interested in, like, small, short guys, and I'm also interested in tall guys, but mainly it's red guys with either long hair or red guys with low-cut Caesars.
Yeah.
And I don't like them too masculine, but I don't like them too feminine either. I like them in between. I like them to flip-flop.
Yes,
Miss Nicole is going up.
Cause she has a nice side. Yes, totally right. All in the middle, just like that. Right. Mm.
The last caller that we're going to take on the line from, based on the topic of Tyra and RuPaul's Drag Race, is 404-664. 404-664. Okay, they're gone. Cream, you got any more for anybody else in the chat room?
Yes, I actually have a few more questions. They want to know, from season one, the winner, would you have chosen someone else other than the person who won?
I would have went with BB, but I do agree with BB and Nina being the top two. I just think Nina didn't win. Mainly because Nina would probably have issues with talking to everyone. Maybe that played a part in it. I don't know. But that was just my opinion on it. But I do agree with both of them being in the top two. And I would have chosen BB Zara.
Okay, the next question is, they want to know if you were doing drag before or after the birth of your son.
After. My son was born when I was in 12th grade. He was conceived when I was in 11th grade. I didn't start drag until after high school.
Okay. The next one is they want to know, were you instructed to bring various theme outfits before you came to the show, like a country outfit or a showgirl type of an outfit?
They gave us a list of what they wanted us to bring, what we couldn't bring, and it was up to you to bring it or not.
Okay, and the last question is, they want to know, do you plan on getting any work done, and if so, what?
The only work that I want done is for my teeth to be fixed. Because once my teeth fixed, then everybody can kiss my ass because my look will be over.
Oh, my God.
What
is that? I mean, what I do, baby, I have so many IMs that just came across my screen. And it's a fucking mess over here. That caller that called in and asked you, was you single, bitch, to open up a door? Because everybody is sending me up. Tyra has just described me, and I want that. It's just a mess over here. I got so many IMs. My computer's going to crash.
Tyra, tell all the girls in the chat room and all over how they can follow you and stuff like that. Either your MySpace, your Twitter, or do you have like a fan, you know, page or something like that where they can find out more information about you and stuff?
Yeah,
the best way.
All her information, so all you motherfucking butch queens can stop hitting me up, bitch. Thank you. Go ahead, Tyra.
The best way to reach me would be on Twitter, which is twitter.com/iTyra. I won't follow you back, but as long as you, like, direct your messages to me, I get them. I have over 1,000 followers, so if I follow everybody, I wouldn't be able to keep up with my tweets. Or MySpace, which is myspace.com/thebreathtakingbeauty. You can find Tyra there. But if you look at Tyra's top friends, you'll also see James. And then Facebook is facebook.com/iTyraSanchez. I'm afraid to say this one, BGC.
Girl.
But
No, girl, you have they'll follow you on Twitter or on Facebook, not on BGC, girl.
When you see me in your city, it's in your city.
Your profile is gonna see it hitting you up.
No, because all of my, like, I don't read my message on BGC. That's always just to have my, like, you can see my tweets on BGC also. So that's only why I use BGC.
Y'all follow my sister on Facebook, and y'all follow her on Twitter. If she gets the message, she'll hit you back up, honey. That's
if you guys are looking for them directly, I mean, if you guys didn't get that information, just hit me up privately or whatever. Or hit up Miss Ebony, and, you know, she'll get you that information over. But only contact her for the right reasons and not the wrong ones.
Yes.
Tyra,
please don't send me your phone number. That's, like, one of my pet peeves. The first message I get from everybody is, like, I'm such and such, here's my phone number, hit me up. That is so aggravating. And, like, it's like a major turnoff.
Okay, she told y'all one of her turnoffs. Okay.
Tyra, can we, you know, we don't know what the next couple of weeks hold and stuff with the show, but is there any chance you can come back and share some more stuff with us in the next couple of weeks as the show airs?
I would love to. They all know that I'll be on for the next 2 episodes, so I would love to call back and talk about those.
All right. Well, anybody else have any questions? Kelly, Nicole, everybody say thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Yes, that's America's sweetheart, honey, from the RuPaul Drag Race, Tyra Sanchez. How you doing?
And don't forget to tune in on Mondays at 9 p.m. on Logo. You can download the episodes when Tyra on iTunes after, what, Tuesday or something?
Tuesday morning they're on iTunes for only $1.99.
Well, only $1.99, but you could be like me and go and spend $17.99, bitch, and get the whole episode and Uncut, bitch. Watch it on your motherfucking MacBook, bitch, with no commercial interruption. But definitely tune in to Logo at 9 o'clock, honey. And it's on, honey. And the Untucked version comes on the next day on VH1. And the show comes back on VH1. How you doing?
All right, Tyra. Thank you for Bart being part of the cast and the show tonight. And we will talk later, okay?
Thank you. Talk to you all later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, honey. Yes, that was America's sweetheart, honey. Yes, girls, follow her, honey. Yes, honey, y'all be seeing her really soon, honey. Jasmine, are you going to stay with us for the madness or are you going back to work?
What'd you say?
Are you going to stay with us through the madness or are you going back to work?
Girl, I need a cigarette. I got a headache. But, I got a headache. Today was not a good day. I was just so busy. But I'll be around. I'm going to let you take over, Kelly. And if you guys need more time with the Selvin and Baby Drama and all the rest of that stuff, let Ebony know and she'll give you guys more time. Chat room, I love you guys, but I'll be here. I may just pick up the phone or whatever. But Kelly, take it away.
Okay. Bitch, we are definitely going into scandals and teas and messes and things. Oh, my. Oh, God, honey. Bitch, Miss Ebony, can you please give me that baby, honey? And honey. Baby, you're there.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's going on?
Oh, what up, sis? What's going on with you? Hey, Nicole.
Hi, what you doing?
I just hear somebody had my name in their mouth yesterday. You know, I'm not one for this kind of gossip. Oh, Arno is on the phone with me as well.
Hey, Arno, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Kelly?
Nothing much, just chilling.
It's not necessarily a spoken rule with my house. We don't really get involved in this kind of controversy, especially with people like Selvin and things like that. So it's not something that we get into. But if she has a minute to get on, that would be great, because I'm only allocating about 30 minutes of my time to her and this bullshit.
Oh, hold on. Let me see if she – let me call her phone and see if she's on the phone line. Hold on. Let me see if she's on the phone. Miss Ebony, can you check the board to see if Kool-Aid's on the phone line? But I'm calling her right now on my red phone, her right now.
On the bat phone.
That's on the bat phone. No, she's not on. Hold on. Let me call her. I have to get her authorization, you know, to call her, but she's not on the line because, you know. Are you on the phone? You're not on the phone line? Baby and the Laws is on the phone line, and they would like to speak to you and get to the bottom of the situation.
You
got me
on there now?
No, I'm going to call you on from the house. I'm going to have Switchboard call you.
Okay.
Switchboard, I'm sitting up. Miss Ebony, I'm sitting over Beverly's phone number right now. Hold on. I'll order in a few minutes, honey. But how y'all been doing?
We good. I'm good. I'm in Jersey.
We're good. I'm good as well. Kelly, one of the things that we're interested in rectifying the situation, but we're not interested in a back and forth banter that, anything negative, because the stuff that we heard last night was pretty negative on our part, from our point of view. So we just want to really get that and just clarify all that stuff out.
Okay. How you doing? Pull me some chips.
Hello?
Hello, Beverly.
Hey.
Okay, we have the Allure representatives on the phone, as you requested from last night. They don't want to go back and forth. They don't want to do no argument. They just want to rectify the problem.
But first of all, let me say this. I'm not really representing my house on this particular on part of this conference, because when Selvin called me, and if Selvin had wanted to find out any information again, like she called me the first time she had my number, or she could have found my number and called me, to call on a radio show, it's not something that I do, Selvin. You know I'm not interested in that, and we've never played with each other like that, ever. So I thought that was rude and disrespectful to our friendship, and we've known each other way too long for you to ever. I felt disrespected by that, to get phone calls at 2 and 3 in the morning saying you calling in the show and referencing my name about a conversation that we had, like, oh, well, they know who I'm talking to. That was uncalled for. We don't play like that. We don't do that with each other.
So go ahead. It's the Lord's time to address the situation, and then, Beverly, you can address it afterwards. We all going to be calm and respectable adults.
Yeah, so what's up? What's your gripe? What's your story?
Beverly.
Oh, that was it? That's
yeah,
what you
go
called
ahead.
For? How sweet the sound. But what's up?
No, what's up?
You tell me. You got on the phone on the here last night with a lot of things to say. What's up? I'm here.
There's no more to be said. If you heard what I said, why should I have to repeat it?
I didn't hear what you said, because I don't listen to the show, with all due respect to Kelly.
If they called you at 2 something in the morning, they should have told you everything I said. I shouldn't have to repeat what I said.
I didn't answer the phone because I was sleeping, but I got text messages saying Selvin had something to say about you on the show last night. So what I told
No, Selvin had nothing to say just about you. It wasn't, no, see, that's the thing. See, just the problem that we be having.
That's the thing.
Selvin didn't say no names. Selvin said the house. So I didn't say no. I didn't say one person.
I don't do innuendos either.
I know.
Selvin, this is Arnold.
after I said, and I explained how I felt about the situation. So if they wanted to tell you, they should have told you everything. Let me finish talking to Bebe. If they called you with it, they should have told you everything. I didn't never mention a name. That was number one. I didn't have the time to pick and choose. Like I said, they knew who I spoke to. And like I said, and I also said what I was hurt about.
What was you hurt about?
Okay, wait, hold up, man. You addressed him. That's not true. You did mention them. You mentioned my name, you mentioned Baby's name, and you mentioned Sebastian's name.
I said for y'all to call me.
You mentioned names.
I did mention names for y'all to call me.
Right. That's what I said. I'm saying, so that's when they called Baby and said that his name was mentioned, so that's why he's saying his name was mentioned,
right.
Because you did mention those names.
I said for y'all to call me.
I took the time to listen to the show.
Thank you.
I archived their show, and I took the time to listen to the show.
I said for y'all to call me. That's what I said.
And this is what they're doing. We're calling you, and we're on the phone right now. So why are y'all debating about who was said it? If that was said, they called you. They got you on the air, mother. Proceed.
Proceed on what?
Whatever it is that y'all were going about, that's caused the, you know, the
tension. Let me say this. I understand. There's been, you know, from the conversation I got from you on that call, from listening to that call with you on the call, you did indeed call me, and you did ask and tell me the situation that was happening with a member in your house that was leaving your house, and you had certain concerns about it. Let me finish. You had certain concerns about that situation. I said we have not heard from this person. That's not on the table, but I will let my house know the way you feel about it. If you know what happens with most houses, as it is in most houses in this ballroom, it's run a certain way. Our house is run by an executive board along with Al and the mother Temperance in that, and so is a lot of other houses. So if you're coming to me as a friendship that we have with each other, I'm adhering to that and telling you I will take that back to my house and let them know the concerns that you have with it. But as you know, I'm only one person in this house. When there's a conglomeration of people in this house. So,
Let me finish.
You talked all night, Selvin. So you talked all night last night. So let me just say this and then we can go from there. So I did exactly. I got on the phone with the powers that be in my house and told them what your concerns were the day that you called me. The day that you called me, I did that. So did Bebe called me and said, Selvin called me as well and told me blah blah blah. And we called, we had a powwow, but they had not even come across our desk at that point. From what we found out afterwards, these people left your house. They left your house. They called you. I'm talking about what we got later on after you got beat. They left your house. They called you. They became 007s. They walked balls as 007s. You called them out at balls as 007s. So after that, we tried to figure out. How did they leave in a bad way? Because that was your conversation last night. They didn't leave the right way. So we were trying to figure out how they didn't leave the right way.
Hold on 1 second. Let me intervene 1 second. And Selvin, you did call me, and you called me. I assumed as a friend versus ballroom sub. So you called me, and asked me for a favor to do for you in reference to the same situation that Arnold was speaking of. And I listened to what you had to say, and then I said to you as well. I said, "Well, Selvin, my house is ran by a board. I'm one vote on that board. As influential as I may be, I'm still one vote on that board." And so with that said, I said, "And my house father Al is interested in sex, siren, and body kids. That's what he's into." Al works out religiously. That's what he's into, the body and the fitness thing. So I said, if it comes across his desk, whether I vote no, yay or nay, those kids are going to be in this house. And did I say that to you or not? Selvin?
Oh, no, I'm listening. I'm waiting for you.
But what I will do, as well as Arnold, I'll take it to my house and let them know how you feel about it. But again, like Arnold said, that wasn't even on my table at that point in time. I had no conversations with them about that at that time. But after the fact, like Arnold said, I spoke to this particular person, and they said they called you, and you asked them why did they want to leave your house, and you said the answer wasn't sufficient to your standing. You said you hung up the phone on them. But if you ask somebody a question, you have to accept the answer and move on with it. The House of Law has never been in business of taking people from other houses. Now, what a requirement is, you have to be a free agent before we can even have a conversation with you. to avoid all that kind of foolishness. But Selvin, at the same token, if you could rewind back to about March around Capitol Awards D.C. time when you had Kurt on the bus and pressured him to leave my house and go.
Number one, wait. Before you even go any further with that, I never.
I'm not into the shouting match. I've never been into it, and I will never be into that. I'll let you speak, and I just wanted to say this last part. I've never, not one time, came to you and said, "Sis, why would you take this child from my house, knowing that we went through hell with this child leaving Revlon to even come here?" And I never, not one time, said that to you. When the house of Mizrahi took Alana and made her mother Mizrahi, I never, not one time, called Andre and said anything to Andre. When Elliot left my house and became a Milan, we've never called the Milans. I've never called Hickaby, which is my sister, Father Milan, and said, "Sis, what's the tea with that?" We don't do that. I don't do that. And I don't appreciate you as a friend, and you call me a friend, to get on a radio show and to assassinate my character, one, and then to do that to my house. We don't get into that. And the house, we don't get into that. And I thought that was really tacky as a friend of you to do that. You have my number. If you had any questions, comments, or concerns, you could have called me. Nicole has known me for a very long time. Kelly has known me for a very long time, and so have you. I thought that was tacky. I don't play like that.
And you know what, Selvin? The reason why we decided, because as Kelly and Andre and everybody knows, that normally we're not on these shows. We don't come on because people are going to do what they're going to do, and they're going to say what they're going to say. And it's not really a lot that you can do. But in hearing the show, in hearing back the show and listening to the show, we felt that there was like kind of like idle threats made, and this is and like baby was saying, this is not the kind of thing that we thought that we did with one another. There were not threats. We know people leave houses. People leave houses all the time, and normally if the other house is upset with them, they normally take it out on that person when they walk. They get them chopped or whatever. We know that happens. That has, but from the comments that you made, you planned an all out war against the house of Allure. Anybody wants the whole house, and we're trying to figure out where is that coming from? Where is that coming from a person that has left your house?
No.
For sure, he left your house, and the other people that he took with him left as well. And so we're trying to figure out why are we getting threats that you're going to do this to the house, and that this is going to happen to the house, and that's not the way we roll. That's not the way we roll. We don't handle things like that.
Also, it needs to be understood that with every action, there's a constant and equal reaction. So with that said, at the end of the day, this is extracurricular, and when you're involved in it, why not be the best that you can be at it? But
hold on 1 minute, because James has something to say. Godfather Carter.
I want to know.
Hey,
what, can y'all hear me?
Hey,
yeah.
James.
Sarah, what's going on?
I'm
all right.
What's going on, Sarah?
I'm waiting to say something. So I'm waiting for everybody to finish because they mentioned names. Now, when it comes up to Mark, I never have put Mark in the house. That was James' doing. So let's scratch me out on that one. Now, when they come down to the daughter of your house, when she came from the drawing, I didn't have nothing to do with that either.
If you would have came
to me, like I said, and I said it again, the only thing that I was hurt about was because I came to y'all and I told y'all what the situation was. Arnold, you did tell me out of your mouth that they wasn't going to get in that house. So that was the reason why I paid it, and that was the reason why I wasn't worried about it, and that was the reason why I called them 007. So like I said, I even spoke to the House of Garcon when I found out they were trying to go there. That was the only thing that I was hurt about. That's the same way. If any would have had came to me, and if y'all would have fought me, they wouldn't have gotten on my side. Not all. Because it's the respect that I have. When I found out that they got in,
what is going on?
The bottom line is they left my house because they wanted to have members in the house, and that was one of my rules that I was not having. Then for them to have two trophies, they were stealing themselves. So when they called me all of that, yes, well, not they, just one person. When he called me with that, he called me with it, and it was bullshit to me. That's why I hung up. Don't get mad with me, because as a parent, I'm saying that you cannot have nobody in the house. Don't get mad with me when you sit here saying that you don't have no system when you only have two trophies. If that's the
made you a captain of the sex items. Then you took members that you never even had put in the house. You really wanted to walk Vogue Femme, and we got a Reno. Well, I didn't give a Reno. Diego got a Reno. You're not Vogue Femme. You should walk sex items. Take your time with that. That's why I said it's more to that story, which I had already explained myself. The bottom line is I came to y'all. Thank you. Sorry about that. I came to y'all as an adult, as a friend. And I felt that I had got stabbed in my back. That's why I said if you heard me say on the radio show, I'm not mad because they're gone. Because like I tell any of my kids at every meeting I have, every time, if you leave, you leave. If you go, you go. If you stay, you stay. But it's the way how you do it. If you leave my house in shade, you get shade. If you leave my house, just to leave it, it's no problem. They left my house as shade, and they knew they left my house as shade. And just like I said, when I told the Garcons, I also told the Allures. I didn't want none of this to go down.
I told you I understand exactly what you were saying. But I had, at that point in time, they never even came to me to come to my house. They never came to me, period.
Right. They had never. There was no conversation about those boys coming to the house. But I never, never, I can never tell you that somebody's not going to get in the house because I'm only one vote in the house. I told you I would take this back to my house and tell them what your concerns were about those boys. And that's exactly what I did. I took it back and told the house
who was this yelling on the phone? Hey, Selva.
Yeah.
Who was this yelling?
Huh?
That's what I'm talking about. Hold on for a minute. Who is this yelling? Like that King Kong. That's what I need to know now. I don't care who you are. Who are you yelling at?
Hold on, James. I'm not yelling at anyone. I'm talking like everybody
else. Let me get off this phone.
What's going on?
But Selma, like I said to you before, that I understood exactly what you were saying when you called me. But my only concern was we've been friends for eons. So what that says, if you had any concern about anything that you felt that I have done, especially if you felt I did something backstabbing to you as a friend, you could have called me. You call me anytime.
To be honest with you, there was no need for me to call anybody because they were in your house. What I asked for not to happen. And
well,
that was the
And like I said, baby,
there's no shade towards you. If y'all would have had asked me not to put somebody in the house and y'all would have told me, they wouldn't have been in there. That's the same way when Kim was a con and Kim went to the Milan and I spoke to Kadon and I spoke to him very respectfully, just like he spoke back. I didn't have no problem. Just like when I spoke to the house of Gosson, when they wanted to go to the house of Gosson, I spoke to them. And when I spoke to them, they was in there. Right after I spoke to them, that's when I found out that they were going to your house and I spoke the same thing. The only reason why they took the body to children, which I don't even care no more because they're in your house. But like I said, I'm not biting my tongue, and that's what I said. Did they have nothing to do with James? Did they have nothing to do with Charles? Nobody. This has something to do with me because I spoke to y'all. I spoke to y'all as a friend, and I spoke to y'all as a leader. That's just something that y'all don't do. Why would y'all even put something in something when I had already told you that it was already drama? So it wasn't like I didn't tell nobody. Why would y'all? Let me answer you. Out of the respect that I've always given y'all.
The respect has always been reciprocated. But at the same time, when you think about it, when members of, like when Kurt was in the law at the time, and Kurt left and became a con, there was never no shade with that. I wish Kurt the best.
But you know what? I was the one who made Kurt a con. I was the one who made Kurt a con. Nobody's ever called me. But you know what? You know, now we're on this conversation. Now that we're on the conversation about people not give permission or people not trying to, you know, speak to the allies about taking people in and out of houses, I the one who put Kirk in the house. And you know the reason I put Kirk in the house? Because when you all took Trayvon and TK, I purposely asked and talked to Arnold, talked to several of the people in the house, and told them how they left the house, what Trayvon had did, and I didn't think that it was right. And I've spoken to mad prodigy. I spoke to all the leaders in the different houses, and we respected one another, and we were not going to take other people's kids. And you all turned right around, and I still to this day ain't find out who pulled the major smart remark
about saying fuck me, who am I, and you all accepted TK and Trayvon in the house. But if you all think that I've forgotten that, I have not forgot that. Man, it's just, I don't know what's going on, because this is the first I'm hearing about something, whoever y'all done took again, but it's something new. But if you all think that I've forgotten about that, you got another thing coming. I haven't forgot about it, because there was a slap in my face. Now, nobody else was slapping my face on it. I mean, you go back 20-some years ago when it comes to this ballroom scene,
right,
and when it comes to the House of Cards.
And
you
do.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. You're right, James.
Hello?
You do go back.
And I didn't understand why was it so important after me and you even had talked about why was it so important for you to whoever as a group or whoever it was go back and take people after I said it was a problem. If you tell me, James, don't accept them, they had a problem with my house, then they need to start their own house. But then after we talked about it, next thing I know, Trayvon is there, ended up in the house of a lawyer. And I'm like, well, damn, I thought, you know, each and every other house member found or whatever the case may have been had told him, you need to work that out with such and such. You know, I mean, no one never picked the phone up and called to ask what happened, what transpired. I just simply said, okay, well, they need to start their own house. Everybody else they went to, from Prodigy to Mizrahi to Balenciaga, they told them, no, we're not getting in the middle of that. But then you all played the big bad whoop and took them anyway. So now if something else done came up that I'm unaware about, now I'm finding out bits and pieces about of something in the same similar situation.
I
got a problem
Bebe.
With that.
This is Bebe. I don't know anything about the Trayvon situation because you and I have never spoken about that. I think we met like two or three times, but I don't know about that situation. But I'm with Selvin in this situation. Me and Selvin have been friends for ages, for a very, very long time. And as a friend to him, I don't understand why if he had any complications, he could have called me. I've never been a fan of like talking on a radio show about anything personal, especially between friends. And Selvin could have called me. That's my only problem with Selvin with this situation. We've known each other a very, very long time.
But like I told you, that was the reason why I didn't call you, and I'm keeping it real with you. The reason why I didn't call you, like I said, I felt disrespected. At the end of the day, like I said, when it comes to anybody that you had named, Bebe, I didn't have nothing to do with that at all. Okay? If you would have had said to me, Selvin, such and such, not in my house, blah, 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 blah. It would have been, that's what I said. If you look at any of my members, all my members are original. I never snatched nobody. And if anybody was in another house, they came to my house as a 007. Not near one, and mind you, people knew who was coming to my house. Not near one person said to me, don't put them in their house. And once I would have asked why, and once I would have found out, they would have not. As the respect that I have, I would not have put them in. I don't give a fuck how fast they are.
Since I understand what you're saying, but you got to understand also, we're two different people. I would never call you and say, sis, don't put somebody in your house. If that person is the right fit for your house, have fun and make them work.
But I told you why.
Somebody in your house.
But I told you why, Joe.
Sis, what you told me was, without saying her name, you said to me, you said, sis, this person left my house the wrong way. I said, well, sis, what happened? You said the person called me and told me that they didn't want to be in my house no more. I said, are you serious? And you was like, yes. I said, well, why did they say they didn't want to be in the house? You said that they said like two or three reasons, but after you said that, you told me that you didn't believe that was the reason why. And then you had further conversation. You told me what you thought the real tea was, and I said, oh, shit, that's fierce. And then I said, well, girl, what did he call you and tell you that, right? You said, yeah. I said, well, how did he leave the wrong way if he told you that he didn't want to be there? And you said, child, I don't know, these new kids be trying us. You know, we're from the old school, and the new kids trying us. And I said to you, I will go back to my house and let them know what you said, but I can't make any promises. I'm only one person.
And then we spoke about
an hour after that and kikied about a whole bunch of other stuff. At that time, I didn't even know that that person even left your house for sure, because I didn't even speak to that person. I didn't even speak to that person about them coming to my house. So, like I said, as a friend, you could have called me and said to me, baby, what happened? What's the problem? This answer, I heard this. And I would have gladly had that conversation with you because we fuck with each other like that.
In addition to that, you told me one of your major problems in that situation with the person leaving your house was you said they were trying to, and you said you don't see the bodyguard. The bodyguards didn't have anything to do with it, but you told me that was a big reason because he was trying to take members from your house. And that was the reason why.
I never said that he tried to. I said he did. And I also told you what the situation. And I also told you what the situation was. And when I told you, that's when you said, "Oh, that was fair."
Well, Selvin, you tell me, you got my number. I have to get off this phone right here, off this thing. Thank you, Kelly and Nicole, and y'all for letting us be on. Selvin, you can call me whenever you get a chance, and we can finish talking.
To be honest with you, we don't have to talk about it because they are in their house, and I said what I said, and I felt the way how I felt.
But at the same token, Selvin, with all due respect, we've been friends for at least 10 years. So with that said, it's for me personally, it's not that serious for me. My gay mother has left my house before, and I didn't call the house of Mugler or the house of Chanel and say, don't go to those houses. I never did that to Temperance. That's my mother.
Just like you said, you are you, and I am me. And like I said, and it's not like this has not been said at any of my meetings. I have said this at every meeting that I have, every meeting. If you leave my house, I don't care. Kids come and go.
I gotta go.
I'll go cooler because the girls in the chat room is reading. You have baby number, baby has your number, you have our number. Y'all call and resolve this off the radio. The girls is reading in the chat room, but at the end of the day, it's still a loss.
Thank y'all. That's what I said. At the end of the day, I'm going to pull my shade. So,
okay. Well, I'll meet y'all all on the back of the roadway near you in North Carolina. How you doing? Okay. Where's Rock? Where's Rock Ebony? I know you out there listening, honey. Rock, you said you hit me up earlier, and you said the team that I said was forced, and you was going to call in, and you was going to rectify the situation. So where the fuck you at? We got about 20 minutes left before we wrap this motherfucking shit up. Where the fuck are you at, honey? Let's get to the team because, honey, my team seems like it was real tea that I had, honey, because that child is over living at Vatar's house. Miss Jason is back in Philly, so what's the tea? Somebody had to really get evicted or something. So, Rock, you need to call in here and rebuttal because next week we ain't doing it. Once it's over this week, we ain't going back to it next week unless it's really, really hot and juicy. So, 516-451, you on the air on Messy Motherfucking Wednesday. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on? Who is?
Hey,
what's
poppin', ma? It's Diddy.
What's good, eh?
Hey, chilly. I went to the rectify what I said yesterday where I had a conversation with Rodney Milan. We verified everything. It was a misunderstanding, so I just want to be a man about the situation and say everything as far as. And for the people that's calling him and asking him questions about when he going to wear me or how we going to fight and shit and all this other shit, y'all niggas don't want it. Mind your business. Like, stay out of it.
Thank you. And I thought you was coming over here today, you lying-ass motherfucker. Don't make me cut your motherfucker.
Are you going to the club?
No, I'm not going to the club.
Oh.
So maybe cut the tire to your car. Thank you for calling in.
Well, I'm about to come over there now.
Okay.
All right.
Next caller, please. Why y'all fooling out? Mm-hmm. Nicole, what you got to say, Nicole?
I ain't got nothing.
Kareem, what do you think about all this madness?
I just don't understand how you can get upset over somebody you put out of your house. I just lost about that.
Child, it's crazy in the rain, honey. It's a whole bunch of shit, honey.
You don't understand how you can get upset. What you say, Kareem?
I just said I can't understand, like, how you can get upset over some people that either left your house or that you put out. Like Andre said, you played a game. It's a game. Some wins. I mean, some stay, some leave. If they leave, pat them on their back and meet them on the floor. All of that extra stuff is just tired to me.
267-549, you on the air. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Nothing. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, what's going on? Who is this?
You already know who it is. I'm going to text you.
I had the voice. Hi, girl. What's going on?
What's going on? That conversation just drained the life out of me.
Shit. Well, fuck you up. Shit.
You sitting up there, what was you on? What part of it that you didn't understand, Ms. Sam?
She laughed. She laughed. I mean, I will cream. It doesn't make sense. You bent over backwards because somebody left. Child, get over it. Find another one. Make another creation.
Ooh, I know that's right. So you think
she
should just
take
it?
With spilt milk. The milk is spilled. It's spoiled. Take it out the refrigerator, dump it out, take the trash out, and find more.
Ooh, I know that's right. So do you know any drag queens, baby? Because I don't know who we spoke speaking to, the cold jazz. Do you know any drag queens?
What did I?
I don't know who I'm speaking to. Nicole does, but do you know any drag
you know
queen, drag realness girl?
You know who you're speaking to, bitch.
Kyla, you already know. But anyway, I'll see you in North Carolina this weekend. Can you put me back on hold?
You gonna see me? So who you think is gonna be the last three girls standing for that $1,000 this weekend?
It's gonna be. It might be me.
Oh.
I don't know. I want your daughter to walk, though.
She's walking. She'll be in the building.
Okay. And put me back on hold because I'm just carrying her right now.
Okay. So, that's cool, please. Yes.
You was eating. I just finished my Haagen-Dazs ice cream. It was everything.
Girl. 910-818, you're on the air.
North Kakalaki.
910-818, you're on the air.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, what's going on? Nicole.
Nicole.
And
hey, Nicole, Sylvan. This is Econ Blahnik from the Carolinas.
Hi, Econ. How are you?
I'm good, doing good. Just calling in to hopefully get everybody pumped up and motivated about the Carolina Awards Ball this weekend. We're excited.
Yeah, Econ, who's your top three drags for the 1,000?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know, but so many people have been calling, and the girls are coming from all over the Midwest. We have a lot of girls coming. I don't know. I don't know who the top three are going to be. I'm excited, though.
Yes, the girls are coming to play, honey.
They are definitely coming to play. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, well, pump the girls up, honey.
Awards for.
Say what?
And this is the North Carolina Awards Ball?
Right. It's a Carolina Awards Ball.
Okay. The Carolina Awards Ball. Okay.
North and South Carolina, yeah. So,
okay, so is the ball going to be in the middle of North Carolina or in the middle of South Carolina or in the middle of between both of them?
Right. Charlotte is actually in North Carolina. It's kind of the central point for North and South Carolina in a sense.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of where most of the balls in the Carolinas tend to be. If you remember, I don't know if you've ever been to the Dia Ball, Clash of the Champion, same city.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, and then, of course, Jack, myself, and Tim Chanel, we're doing the Rumble Ball the next night. So for those that are staying, we got the first Carolina Rumble Ball going on the next night. So it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
I know that's right.
With no drama.
Drama home for your mama.
Okay.
How you doing?
Hey.
We enjoyed seeing you, Kelly, in Philadelphia. You lived a good girl this weekend. I love seeing you.
Thank you. Yeah. I do try.
Okay. But that was all.
Okay.
I just wanted to call and kind of like remind everybody about the ball, and hopefully everybody's planning to come in. The table sales have definitely went skyrocketed, so we know the girls are coming, and we're just looking to have a good time this weekend. So.
Okay, well, girls, make sure you gas up your cars, get your plane tickets, honey, get your Amtrak, get your bus tickets, and head on down to Charlotte, North Carolina, honey. Mother be
you?
In the building. The host hotel is the motherfucking DoubleTree. You can go on the website and you can find the thing and get the rates for the hotels, girl. And let's party down. Let's shake like a lack of North Kakalaki.
I know that's right. How you doing?
Yeah, it's honey. Okay, thank you, Econ, for calling in. Okay, Switchboard, can you see if you find that 516 number? That's Rock Ebony, honey. They said he on the phone line.
And hopefully the girls will pay for their rooms legally and they won't get detained before the festivities start.
And your flights.
But fuck y'all. Rock, you on the air.
Hey,
go ahead, bro.
What's T?
Nothing, chilling. Just calling to rectify this. I'm not homeless. I did not get
where you live
out of my house.
They didn't say you was homeless. They said your mother came up from Virginia. Your mother kicked everybody out. You're living at your grandmother's house in the back of your grandmother's house in the little small room. Jason moved back to Philly because she lost her job, Miss Say, and she's on the run from the cops. That other child, I think little B, is over at Maton House, and he got the 24-hour bond that they was passing on to Miss Whoopi and my husband and Imani and everybody that was going over there and visiting the girls. That's what they said. And the other child, one of the other kids that was staying there, he's the one that's homeless because he ain't have no place to go.
Oh, shit. Now you can rectify the situation.
Okay. What happened was that I decided to move out. That's what happened. We all decided to move out.
So you threw shade at the girls and you wanted to pump?
No, it's not I wanted to pump. It's pretty much what happened was now my grandmother, she has cancer. And my uncle had died over the weekend or whatnot. And I was going to move into a different apartment. But now my mom wants me to move with my grandmother because she has cancer. Anyone who's close to me know that my uncle died on my birthday.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I'm in my grandmother's house. My grandmother has three bedrooms. And it's just her that live here. So I don't live in the back or live on no couch or nothing like that.
So Jason's back in Philly. He's on the run from the cops.
That I don't know.
Jason
is back in Philly.
So there is a separation. There have been a separation.
What do you mean by separation?
The whole clique is just like separate. Like everybody just, you know, it was one group of in a house, and now everybody's at their own different thing. You at your grandma's, Jason's in Philadelphia, the other one is, you know, I don't know, and the other one is I don't know, right?
That is true. Yeah.
The car house and the other one's homeless, and the girls just hit me up and they said.
I'm homeless. I know. Y'all talking about Pharrell LaCroix, and he went back to his mom's house.
No, he went back to his mama. Well, the girl just hit me up and said, girl, I just seen Miss Jason this past weekend in Philly at Kinko's charging her phone. So she got to be doing bad. She charging her phone at Kinko's.
Oh, yeah, thank you for wishing me happy birthday, too, Kelly, at Esco's. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Chat is a mess. But thank you, Rock, for calling in. Okay, let's go back to our 646 number. 646-385. You on the air.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hi, auntie. Hi, mommy.
Hi.
What's going on, y'all?
This is Coco Ebony.
How you doing, David Banner?
What's the deal?
What's the deal with you?
Nothing. I want to see my auntie, Tiana, snatch it, or my sister, Imani, and that's all I want to see.
Oh, that's who you want to see with the body?
Yeah, either my auntie or my sister. That's it.
I know that's right. The girls are coming out, honey. Thank you, Coco, for calling in. Any other callers with your predictions or who's going to snatch that money? I need some predictions, honey. Mark 007 hit me up, and he said some con girl, I don't know how to pronounce her name, and he said somebody else, even the light-skinned Ms. Rahi Child, but the light-skinned Ms. Rahi Child is a femme queen now. She's no longer a drag. 347-561, you on the air. What's up?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Nicole. Hey, Cream.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Kurt from the chat room.
Hi, Kurt. What's going on?
Oh,
what's
hey, Kurt.
Hey. I think the only person I think that's going to snatch it is Imani Mizrahi.
Okay, I know that's right.
Oh, and I'm not in the chat room, Kelly.
Huh?
I'm not in the chat room.
Oh, you're not in the chat room? Okay. Well, that's three. That's three. Miss Rahi, Miss Fang, I know that's right. Working out, daughter.
I'm actually at work in my patient's bathroom doing an overnight shift.
Oh.
Mm. You're sneaking in the bathroom. Mm. Mm.
I know that's right. Working out. Kurt is a faithful listener, honey. He's at work, honey, in the bathroom on the phone, honey, while his patient is asleep. I know that's right, Kurt. Working on out. Yes.
Right.
And don't forget, next week, Tuesday, it's our birthday, honey, for Tens of Chops, and it's Kurt's birthday, too. So we're definitely going to be giving you a birthday shout-out next week, Tuesday, Kurt.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in. Pick Kurt back on hold. Oh, yes, honey. Garcon, honey. They said Garcon, honey, for the drags. Yo, baby.
Ice, baby. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, before I forget, I want to shout out Simone Prada. She is back from vacation. Work, Simone.
Hey, Miss Simone, girl, bitch. What's going on, Bootsy? Get
hey, Simone, call in here, Mister. Yes, call in here, Mister. Yeah, I did hear Miss Simone is back from vacation, honey. She's no longer in Jamaica. She's back in Brooklyn, Miss Thang. But she has half Jamaica on her ankle. So, Simone, call in here. Oh, shit. I just want
to
keep it saying
but call in, girl. You sitting at home. Call any of us.
Yeah, she's I want her to call in here, Miss Thang. You know, they said she still got her ankle bracelet, honey. 973-973. This got to be a spook call number.
215-6820.
Oh.
937. Yes,
hello.
How y'all doing?
Hi, what's going on?
How you doing, baby? This is the body, the original body.
Now, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Kendra?
Ba-ba-ba-ba. I heard my sessions must be quiet. No, no, no. Could I have 10 pieces? To his,
Miss Day, that bitch is at fucking thing ordering food, Miss Day.
Who?
That was Khadidra, Miss Thang, ordering food at the drive-thru.
Oh, yes, I heard my contestant was saying, where's she at? Put that bitch back on the phone, bitch. Put out that food, Garland.
Take her out the drive-thru. We're going to go back to her before we wrap up, but she got to get out the drive-thru. 512-785, you're on the air. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing, girl? What's she?
Oh, I'm a man. My name's Pretty Ricky.
Oh, what's going on, Pretty Ricky?
I'm doing good. Just came to give my thoughts. I think Armani gonna win.
Oh, I know that's right. Worky Marty been saying yes.
Oh, wait a minute. You yawning because I'm talking? I'm that boring to you?
Oh, shit. Nicole?
Sister. On my mind.
That's kind of, ooh, that's real fucked up. I'm offended.
Singing, you remind me of the Color Purple? You and me are never part. Lucky, I was singing the sister song.
I'll be damned if I let Harpo beat me again.
Okay.
But I was just wondering, do any of y'all take cell tech or anything like that?
Take what?
Cell tech.
What's that?
It's this it's like this powder or whatever. It's like
what? What do you do with it?
You put it on your face, and it's like it exfoliates. And it makes me shine, girl. It makes me shine up.
Oh,
be the
no.
Sun.
All I do is take a shot. Mom, God, that's it. Drink some water.
Ooh, a shot? Like heroin or what?
No, a hormone shot.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Heroin?
I didn't know.
Girl.
Oh, girl. Well, you better call the ambulance because the shot
will
kill you.
Girl.
That's not what's killing the girls. The shots is not what's doing it.
Come at me, bro.
He said, shall, bitch. Shall, honey.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, hi. Hit me up. It said DeAndre Garcant, honey. Legendary Butch Queen up in drags. That's her change, honey. 646-385. Coco, you back on the air.
Hey, you know, it wouldn't be me if I didn't start it up, honey. Auntie, you ready?
Right.
Pharaoh, stop it, Pharaoh. Don't touch that. Get over
it. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's David Banner again. That's listen, doctor. Pharaoh and y'all can do whatever the sun comes bringing on down.
Yes.
Girl, you must have got that dirt.
I'm getting ready. Auntie, we going to Splash because I'm right around the corner. I'll come pick you up. You ready?
I don't want to go to Splash.
I'm on my way to Splash. I'm about to go get wet.
Oh, shit. Wait, who?
You wet enough over there already?
Huh?
I said you're not wet enough already?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm already, honey. I'm
where's mother at?
They already there. I'm about to go meet them there. I'm waiting for my ride. Well, he should be downstairs by now.
Oh, they already there? Oh.
Yeah.
It's only 1:25.
Yeah.
Well, is it thirsty to get to the club?
This thing, I would have had a nasty topic to talk about on the radio tonight, but darling, the situation was rectified because the girls was calling my phone apologizing, bitch. I would have had to carry on somebody. That's what they call me.
Oh. I know what situation you're talking about. Oh, my God.
I'll see you in person about that one. Love y'all. I'm out of here. Oh,
okay.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Coco, for calling in. Okay. Kareem, say goodnight to the girls.
Goodnight, everybody. See y'all next week.
Nicole, say goodnight to the girls.
Goodbye.
Okay. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the house of Mizrahi. I love you all for loving me, bitch. Please definitely tune in next week, honey, when we will definitely be recapping the North Carolina Awards Board and the North Carolina motherfucking Rumble, bitch. Whatever you do, whatever bathroom, whatever hole or alleyway you go into to pick somebody up, please make sure you do practice safe sex. You definitely do wrap it up. Hey.
Okay, all right.